Michael McDonald is a professor.
I count slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yes, they're counting very slowly in Florida. Michael McDonald is a professor at the University of Florida, formerly at George Mason University. He's also the director of the U.S. Elections Project. Perfect person to talk to here on this Tuesday morning. Michael, you know, I just keep getting all of these stories about irregularities or the appearance of irregularities in Florida. Is there evidence of flat-out fraud in Florida, or, you know, is this just hype on both sides of the aisle?
Well, we had a judge yesterday rule that there was no fraud, evidence of fraud in the recount that's happening in Florida. Governor Scott had sent law enforcement officials to look at what was happening. They found no fraud. The Secretary of State's office has had observers in these election offices even before the election day, and they found no fraud. The lawyers have been, of both parties, have been in the rooms watching the count. Members of the media have been overseeing what's going on as well. No fraud. So there's absolutely no evidence of fraud that's occurring in the recount in Florida.
Well, are they are officials from county to county to county obeying the law very strictly? In other words, if ballots were supposed to be received by a certain hour on a certain date, that those ballots are counted, the rest of them are put aside and not considered? Or is, you know, is this where it gets kind of squishy?
Right. So whenever you have a recount, inevitably you find all the warts of everything that happened in the election. And we have discovered some. There was, for example, some 280 ballots that were left at the post office and not delivered on time. The Democrats are suing to have those votes counted into the count. We'll have to see what happens with that. That lawsuit's ongoing. We had Republican officials in Bay County that were affected by the hurricane allowed electronic voting, allowed people to return ballots via email. That's forbidden in state law, and so the Democrats are calling foul on that one. And then we had 20 provisional ballots that were supposed to have been excluded in Broward, but they some snafu happened there, and they got mixed in with the other provisional ballots that had been accepted. Hopefully, let's cross our fingers that those 20 ballots won't be decisive in the election outcome.
Now, the day after the election, it appeared that there were maybe not significant leads numerically when you talk about the absolute number across a big state like Florida, but a significant lead for Republican candidates. That lead has been narrowed significantly. Why is that? Is that because there were ballots that would routinely be counted that wouldn't impact a normal election, but because so many elections in Florida are so razor thin that they really do erode the final, you know, tally?
Yeah, we call this the blue shift, and it does tend to happen as the votes are counted, particularly the provisional ballots, because those provisional ballots tend to be cast by persons who are more likely to support Democratic candidates. And so in the aftermath of the election, when you get those provisionals counted, you see this blue shift happen. It happened in Virginia with the attorney generals. It was a recount, Herring added to his lead after we saw these provisional ballots come in. It doesn't always happen. There's, you know, of course, when you get down to the local level, things are more variable because you have fewer provisional ballots. But there's this general tendency on provisionals. And then also in some states where we have these late arriving mail ballots, those also tend to break towards the Democrats. So Republicans tend to vote earlier in the early voting period than the Democrats do, particularly young people. Young people tend to vote later in the early voting period, and so they'll cast their mail ballots later. In a place like Broward, there were thousands of mail ballots that arrived on election day, and they just didn't have the capacity to process those ballots before election night. night as they were also trying to just do the operations on election day. And so those got counted after the election day. And so, again, it looks as though there's a shift, but it's really about a timing of the ballots and the type of ballots that are being counted. It's not fraud or anything. It's just sort of the normal thing that we see with elections as to timing of when people vote and these provisional ballots being counted.
Well, you know, let's make the assumption that there is no orchestrated fraud. You know, part of our system is that the average citizen has confidence that the final numbers are accurate, that their vote was counted, and that they have not been that there hadn't been widespread cheating. What changes were made after the controversy of the 2000-2001 election that one would hope would have prevented this kind of situation here? Or did the changes actually take place, and this is all hype by the press to try to, you know, generate a story that is appealing for the next week?
Well, in Florida, there were procedures that were put into place after the 2000 election about how we would count the ballots and the procedures to do that. And what's happening right now is following those procedures that were laid out in law in Florida. This is, again, the judge in yesterday found no evidence of fraud and is letting the election continue. In fact, I would most likely what's going to happen here is Scott's going to win, although the numbers have narrowed. A lot of things would have to happen for Scott to be overcome and have Nelson win the Senate election. So most likely that's what's going to happen. And you wouldn't actually want, if you're Scott, to stop the vote, the counting at this point, because after the election certified, there's a something called the contest, and if you've broken the law somehow, which you would do if you stopped the count at this point, that is grounds for an election contest, and then you'd have the courts come in and really oversee a recount and a minutia. So you don't want that to happen. If you're Scott, you're winning, you should just lay off on the rhetoric. And even this judge yesterday said, just everybody cool it off. This isn't helpful. This is we have a process. It's being followed. Let's just let it play out and see where we end up at the end.
Well, Michael, when this is all said and done, we should have another segment where we talk about how to avoid the drama here. It just seems so crazy to me that we have an ATM system that manages billions of dollars every day that's very easily tracked. It seems like there should be some way to come up with a similar system that allows everybody who's supposed to be able to vote, verify it, have it all said and done, have a paper trail so that we can document it. It just seems like we're not doing this right, and I suspect you have some ideas about it, but we're out of time this morning. I appreciate the update, though. Michael McDonald, professor at the University of Florida and the director of the U.S. Elections Project. Thank you.
You're welcome.